ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதே நமஹ. பாலகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 9 ரிஷி ஸ்ருங்க. தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ். Then Sumantra, the charioteer of the king and one of his confidential ministers, sought his privacy and said, Lord, it was given me to be present at an assembly of the devatas when Sanat Kumara, the divine celibate, spoke on the very subject alluded to by the learned brahmanas not long ago. The divine Kashyapa has a son of unrivaled fame by the name Vibhandaka, and to him will be born a child, Rishi Sringa, so called. Spending all his days in the lonely forest, his life's sphere will for some years be confined to cheerful service upon his renowned father and reverential tending of the sacred fires, and then his brahmacharya will receive a violent shock. It will come to pass that a famous king, Rompada, will rule over Anga. Some neglect of his kingly duties will inflict a drought in his dominions, entailing much misery on all beings therein, men and beasts. His heart bleeding at the sight of the suffering millions, he will send for brahmanas grown gray with age and wisdom and say, Reverend sirs, you have sounded the depths of knowledge, lay and clerical, and have a profound acquaintance with the world and its ways. Advise me some right whereby this crime of mine may be expiated, and the land be freed of this curse that sits upon it. Then the brahmanas conversant with the Vedas will reply, Your Majesty, manage any way to get down here Rishi Sringa, the son of Vibhandaka, and give him your daughter Shanta for a wife, and you will have rain. How shall I accomplish it? The king will say to himself. Well, the brahmanas alone know how best to bring down one of their class, and will beseech his chaplain and his ministers to go and bring him the young ascetic. With faces blanched with fear, they will cry out, Not so, your majesty will pardon us this unseemly refusal, but we dare not go. Vibhandaka's curse is too terrible to think of, but we will suggest to you another plan whereby you can bring his son down here without affecting his brahmacharya and have rain. The king will follow their advice and get him down through courtesans and give him his daughter Shanta for a wife. So said Sanat Kumara, and Rishi Sringa, your son-in-law as well, will take the requisite measures to procure you an offspring. Dasharatha drank in with eager ears the glad news and asked, Well, Sumantra, how is it that Rompada induced Rishi Sringa to leave his forest home and visit his dominions? Mangalam Koshlin Raya Mahaniya Gunadhyaya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.